Chol Nidav Tzadik. Really. We're just seeing this last Gemara was, we said a Chiddush here, that last Gemara was, HaMamaneh Acherim Imoy HaPischoy. If somebody appoints somebody else on his Korban Pesach, that means somebody has the Korban Pesach, and he bought it already, and now he appoints somebody else, he lets somebody else become part of his Korban. Or else via Chagigosoy, or else on the Korban Chagig, he brings Erev Pesach. So the Braisa says, Moyes Esher B'yodon Chulun. The money that he receives now for the Korban remains Chulun. That's the Chiddush of this Braisa. Now the Jew already had a Korban Pesach, and now you want to include somebody else. So somebody else gives you money. So that money, that person really was makdish that money l'shem Korban Pesach. He thought he was going to buy his own Korban. Now he met somebody, so he gave you the money, and now you let him become part of your Korban. So the Braisa says the money is Chulun. So that's where back to the Kasha now, the bottom of the Gemara, he asked the question, why is this money Chulun? We're talking about you had a Korban already. And this other person, Reuven, has money that he set aside to buy a Korban with it. So he is makdish the money. So when Reuven gave his money over to Shimon, the Chura Shimon gets now money shall hegdish. Why is that money Chulin? That money should be hegdish's money. That was the Gemara's question. Like the Behemah is already a Korban Pesach, and the money I'm receiving now is money somebody's given me for a Korban Pesach, which they were already makdish. So why is that money Chulin? That was the Shaila. So Amar Abai said like this, Ilav, the Ukme Rabbi Oishiyo, Leyehi, B'mamane Zoyno HaPischoy, Rebihi, Abai said, if not for what Rav Oishiyah said, that Rav Oishiyah said, as Shreya Bryce the later says, that there's a case you can give a Zoyna, a payer, after you have Znus with her, you give her a Mukdoshim, you give her a Korban, and the Bryce says later, according to Rebbe, that it's Chal Esnan Zoyna. So Rav Oishiyah says, it's talking about a Korban Pesach, that somebody wants to give his Korban Pesach to a Zoyna. As he tells the Zoyna, let me have Znus with you, and then I'll pay you, I'll give you my Korban Pesach. And halacha is that it's chal. She like owns now. She gathers a bialis in the korban pesach, and therefore it becomes also. You can't use this korban anymore because that's called esnan zoyna. And the Rebbe, it goes according to Rebbe. This is what Rabbi Oishiya said. Now Abai is saying, if not for that Rabbi Oishiya, I would have said have a mukmina law lehi bekodishim kalim. I would have said not like Rabbi Oishiya. I would have said that there's a brisa later that if you give a korban to a zoyna. It's chal the matone, it's chal the esnan zoyna. I would have said that's talking about kodshim kalim, not a korban pesach. It's talking about a korban shlomim, let's say. We are libba the Rabbi Yosi Aglili. And I'll tell you the next braisa goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita. The yoma that he holds, kodshim kalim, momen bailam hu. Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita is that kodshim kalim is momen bailam. That means even though the Reuven made a korban shlomim, he was makdish his behemah to be a korban shlomim, we don't say once he made it for korban shlomim, like it doesn't belong to him anymore. He doesn't own it. No, he says kodshim kalim, like a shlomim, is still considered momen bailam. It's still considered like the owner still owns it. Still called my money. Therefore, if I give it to a zoyna, it's considered like I'm giving my money to a zoyna, and it's considered she received a present from me. Therefore, the Torah says anything a zoyna receives for the pay for hosnus, she's not allowed to be used for a korban. So that's what Abaye would have said. That I would have said the next Bryce is talking about Kotchim Kalim. Avo be Pesach. But Abaye says, I would have said in Svara, by a korban Pesach itself, loy meshayer inish. A person does not leave over any kedush at all from the korban. In other words, when you're makdish a korban, you make a behemoth for a korban Pesach. You mean to say the whole behemoth should be a korban Pesach. And nothing is left over, nothing is chulin. The whole thing is a korban. Now, if the whole thing is a korban, you can't give this to a zoyna. Because a zoyna, you have to give her something that belongs to you. From your money, you have to pay her. You can't give her something that's a korban already. Like we'll see later the psukim. So, mainly here, if you give her your korban pesach to a zoyna after you had znus with her, you give her your korban, it wouldn't be chal. It's not called she received something from you. Because it's already a korban, you can't give it over to her. As Abai said, I would have said a korban pesach mamash belongs legamri to hegdish loy mishay rinish no b'moyis. But the money that somebody gives for a korban, like our case here, Reuven made a korban pesach already, and now Shimon has money set aside to buy his own korban, and instead of buying his own korban, he's telling Reuven, let me be part of your korban. So I'll give you this money that I set aside for korban. I'll give you the money. So by money here, Abai understands. Vadai Mishayir Inish. Avad, the person left over some rights to use it for his own purpose. even though Mitzchili set it aside to use this money to buy a Korban Pesach with it, still we say he left over the rights to use it for himself. To Mikor, because at the beginning, when a person set it aside that from this money I want to buy a Korban Pesach, we say, Adaita Dochi Mafresh. This was in his mind when he set it aside to be like for Korban Pesach. Mafresh Lu. That what? And in case he wants to use the money for his own purpose, he's allowed to use the money for his own purpose. Therefore, that's the terrace of this Brisa here. That's what the Brisa says. When Reuven has a Korban Pesach, and now Shimon gives him money and says, I want to be part of your Korban, even though the money Shimon has, he already set aside for Korban Pesach, we say that money really is still chulin. That money still is left over to say that you can still use it for your own purpose. So we don't buy the Korban Pesach, we say that really Reuven is letting you become part of his Korban as a present. And now the money that Shimon has given Reuven is still called a matana. That's called like chulin, it's called money shechulin. So that's what Abaye would have said. And this goes according to Rebbe. That's why the Brisa says that when Shimon gives money to Reuven to be part of his Korban Pesach, that money remains chulin. Even though at the beginning you set aside that money to use to buy a Korban, but we say when you set it aside at the beginning, you knew that maybe you want to use it for yourself. So you were Mashiach, you left over the rights to, so it still be chulin. And the Svarot, again, the Gemara is saying now, because on the Korban itself, when you're Makta Shabema, you don't leave over any rights at all to use it. But the money, if you set aside money, with this money you plan to buy a Korban, then we say, Vade Mishai Rinish. A person for sure has the mind to leave it over. For Yehi de Komuki Law, Rabbi Yoshia Karebi, and that Rabbi Yoshia says that the next price that goes according to Rebbe, Abaye says, Loi Mukminin Lai, I would not say like that. I would not say, if according to Rebbe, if you give the Korban Pesach itself to a Zayna, I would not say the Korban could become an Esnan Zayna. No, to Rebbe, I would have said like Rebbe holds, the be Pesach loy mishai rinish. Because when you're maktish the Korban, the animal, this little lamb, it should become a Korban Pesach, you have in mind the whole Korban should be a Korban Pesach. You're not leaving over anything for your own use. Therefore, later when you have Znus with the Zayna, and you give her this Korban Pesach, it's not Chal Nesnan Zayna, because it's not yours to give to her. You don't own it at all anymore. It's a Korban Lagamri. That's what I would have said Rebbe holds. Uvemoyis, Rebbe's Svar only is in the money. If you only set aside money to use for a Korban, then I say, Mishayir Inish, a person leaves over the right to use it. To Mikor, because at the beginning, Ki Mafishlu, when you set aside this money, Adaita Dochi Mafishlu. This was what in your mind to be Mafish. You set it aside, Almanas, that you want to still use the money. But it's only a Svara in the money. But the Korban itself, I wouldn't say that. Now he says, V'yol lekel yukma k'reb yasi, I can't set sign the price before that says that the money is chulin. Maybe it goes according to Reb Yosi Aglili. And according to Reb Yosi Aglili, all kachem kalim is still mom and bailim, still belongs to you. Why can't you say this brice before goes according to Reb Yosi? To a Tony book, because it says clearly in that first brice, if somebody sells his korban oil that he has, or else if he has a korban shlomim, if he goes and sells it, the lacher is la yosav leklum, he did not do anything. Now according to Reb Yosi Aglili, that's not true. Rabbi Yosef Glili Shita is that Kodshim Kalim, like Ishlamim, belongs to the Bailim still. You're still the owner of it. And if you want to, you have the right to sell it to somebody else. And this price here says not like that. It says clearly, the end of the price, if you sell your Korban Ola or your Korban Shlamim, the price says, Le'yosef Le'klum, you did not do anything. And the Moyis just goes to Yiplu Nadova. There's a Kanas that the money goes to Nadova. But really, you don't have a right to sell it at all. So this price can't go according to Yosef Glili. So how does this price go like? So Gemara really says there are two truths in how the price goes like. Rabbi Yoshia said the price goes according to Rebbe's Chiddush. That he learns in Rebbe, we'll soon see Rebbe inside, we'll soon see, that the Korban Pesach itself also, when you set aside your lamb for a Korban Pesach, before you shecht it, you didn't mean to make the whole thing Hegdish. You meant to leave over the rights for yourself to use it for your own purpose if you want to use it. So here you decide to give it to a Zayna for the pay, it's called you're paying it now with your own money, and it's Chal the Issa of Esnan Zayna. That's what Rabbi Yoshia says. Abaye says, and therefore it's good here the money also. If somebody pays you for the Korban Pesach, the money is Chulin. because the carbon really is also a little bit chulin. You're left over some rights to use the carbon for yourself. Now when somebody gives you money, we say that even though that money was hegdish, or better still, the money also the person leaves over for rights to use for himself. Like it's kal v'chayma. Madach, the carbon pesach itself, you leave over the rights to use for yourself. For sure the money, if you only set aside the money to buy a carbon, for sure you left over the rights to use that money for yourself. Therefore the price says the money you receive is chulin, because it's not completely hegdish. That's the way Rav Oishi learns it. Abaye says, I would say not like that. Abaye says, I would have said no, the Braisa goes according to Rav Yosef Glili, that holds mamin bailamu. That's pshat by Yesnan Zoyna. Mashenkin, why does this Braisa say the money is chulin? Because it's talking about not the korban itself, but the money that people pay you for. Now it's Ruvain set aside money to buy a korban. So the money you set aside was saying that money is not complete hegdish. That money is still leaving over for yourself to use for yourself. That's why the money is still called chulin. I will soon see in the Gemara the different cases. But Abaye said that's what he would have said. Now Abaye, nothing more says, Vahashtu though, but now, to Yukmei Rabbi Oishia, now that Rabbi Oishia said not like me, Liyahu b'mamane zoyna pischoi, that and then we'll soon see the Braisa that says that you could give a zoyna a mola korban. If you give her a korban for the pay for this nus, it's considered you're giving her something, and it's chal on issa now, you can't be makdish, you can't use that korban anymore. So Rabbi Oishia said that Braisa goes according to Rebbe, and it's talking about a korban pesach. Again, Yukma Rabbi Oishia luhut liyahi b'mamane zoyna pischoi, where you tell the zoyna, I'll let you become part of my korban pesach. If you let me have znus with you, I'll let you become part of my korban. So I'm giving you now for the pay of this znus a korban pesach. And for Rabbi Oishia says that it goes according to Rebbe, that Rebbe holds even after you mark the korban pesach, before you actually bring it, before you make the shechita, it's still called your money. You have a right to do what you want with it. And if you want to give it to a zoyna, it's considered you're giving her something. Yeah, ishmamina disvirule. Alright, so Abaye is saying, I understand now, I see, what does Rabbi Oishia hold? That afilo bepischoi mishairinish. That Rabbi Oishia holds that according to Rebbe, even the korban pesach itself, people leave over some rights of it to use it for their own purpose. Even though regular korban, when you mock the shit, it's completely Lashem now, it completely belongs to Kodshim, not to you. That's by regular korbanos. But by a pesach, we'll soon see a posik to say that the pesach still belongs to you. That you have a right to take out of your korban some own usage from it. See, if you want to give it to a zayna, you have a right to give it to her. And therefore it's called an iser esnan zayna. Now the Gemara says, Maihi, where is this halacha? Maihi the Rebbe. Where is Rebbe's halacha? Maihi the Rebbe Oishia. Where is Rebbe Oishia's halacha? Like Abaye is saying, I would have said not like Rebbe Oishia. But now that Rebbe Oishia said it, that's another pshat in this braisa. Now where is this Rebbe Oishia's halacha? The Tanan. We learned the Gemara Braisa in the Gemara Tamura, no san lo mukdoshim. In the case where you had a zoyna, you had znus with an isha, and you give her pay, so the Torah says, if you give her an animal for the pay, that animal is called an esnan zoyna, you're not allowed to use that animal for a korban. It's mis. You're allowed to eat the animal, it's regular chulin, but if you want to be makdashit, you're not allowed to use that animal for a korban. That's not nice, that's called esnan zoyna. So the Braisa then, Tamura says, no san lo mukdoshim. Let's say you have znus with an isha, and after you get finished, you're supposed to pay her, you give her a korban. You add a korban oil, you add a korban shlomim, you give her your korban for the pay. If the braisa says, you know you're still allowed to use that korban. In other words, it's not considered you gave her a present. Because since it's a korban doesn't belong to you anymore. It's like you gave it over to Hashem. So you're not the owner anymore to give it over to this esnan, to the zoyna. So you have no right giving it to her. Not that you give it to her, it's not called she got anything from you. Therefore it's mutarin. Like we'll soon see a pasuk why it's mutar. But a real mutarin, there's no way esnan zoyna on it. Oifa is the chulin. Let's say you give her a regular bird. You give her a bird that's chulin. That's Rashi. Oifa means teirin of bnei yoyna, pigeons or teirin that you could use for korban, but you were not makdash it yet. Sheino mukdashim, a regular pigeon. You gave to her. Is the halacha reyeh lo asurim? Since you gave it to belong to you, so you have a right to pay her. When you pay it, considered she received something for this nus. Since she received this bird, the Torah says that's called an esnan zayin, a present the zayin got, that you're not allowed to use it for carbon right now. So that's the pasha of Braisa, that if you gave her a mukdashim, it's not chal, because you don't have the right to give it to her. But you gave her a chulin dika animal, even a knife, it is chal. So Gemara says now, shoye bedin. Really, there's a svara why it should be this way. Omar in Mukdashim. Maduch by a carbon. Shehamum paisu ben. If you have a mum in your carbon, you're not allowed to use the carbon. That's the locha by animals. It has to be dafka tam, complete, and not with any mum inside it. Still, we say what? Ein esnan umechir chalalayim. There's no din esnan. If you give a zayna, or a kodshim, a carbon oil, or a carbon shlom, you're already b'makdash beforehand. And now after this nush, you want to give it to her, it's not chal yis esnan zayna. Because since her life belongs to Hashem, it's not your money, it's not your animal, you have no right to give it to her. It's not considered she received this for a pay. Then hu adin umechir kelev. The same thing if you own a dog, and you sell your dog, it's the same halacha. Whatever you get for selling your dog is also mi'is, you're not allowed to use it for carbon. So if you sold a dog to get back kochim, it's not chal yisa. Because since the kochim doesn't belong to the person to sell it, when you gave him away your dog and he gave you back the kochim, it's not called a mechira. You bought the kochim because of the dog. The person Stam gave you the kochim, he has no right to give it to you, so it's not chal yisa, that's not zayna, and it's not chal yisa or mechira. So more saying that the Kabbal Choyma, Maduch by a korban, if you give it to the Zoyin, it's not Chal. Is a Nachalim, was the Oifois, of the Zoyin, if you give her a bird, She'ena mum poisobim. The Lachar is by birds, if you makdish the bird, there's no psula mum. If a bird has a little bit of a mum, it's still kashat used for korban. Hey, the Lach of mum was only said by animals, not by Oifois. There should be a svara that if you give a bird to a zoyna, it should not be chal the yisr esnan. He's maduch by an animal of kochim. That there is a psul mum. It's not such a strong animal. It's not chal the yisr zoyna. So what then if you give her a knife that's a stronger like animal? There's no yisr mum on it. For sure it should not be chal the yisr mum. The yisr zoyna. Talmud loim, on this we say the pasuk says, l'chol neder, l'rab eses oifis. No. Anytime you give her a ned, you promise to give her something, even if you give her a knife, it's chal the yisr esnan zayin run it. So Gemara says now, once you tell me a posik, that even by, if you give her a bird, it's chal the yisr esnan zayin, you're not allowed to use this bird for carbon, now let's say the opposite way. Chal v'chayim, there should be for sure a svaram, lemugdashin, that if you give her a hegdish stick of carbon, for sure it should be chal the yisr esnan zayin. Meyata like this. Ma oifay sheina mum poisabhim. Maduch if you give her a bird that's such a strong animal that even if it has a mum later, you're allowed to use it for carbon. We say esna no mechir chalalayin. If you give them this bird for this nus, it's chal the yisr esna. You're not allowed to use it for carbon. Habazay mukdashin. If you want to give her now stam a carbon an animal, you want to give her your carbon oil, your carbon shlamim. Shahamum poisabhim. The lacha there is mum does passel by them. If you have an animal and it gets a mum, an ear comes off part of one aver comes off of it, it's a psul mum, you can't use it. If the chur ain't a din she'esna no mechir chalalein, then for sure, since these animals like are less choshev, they're less important than a bird, so madach by a bird we say there is the yisr is chal, so if you give the esnan a korban, for sure it should be chal the yisr. You give your korban ayla, if he has nus with her, so it should be considered she got a korban for the pay, and you should not be allowed to use this korban now to bring it. Talmud Leima, the pasuk says no. L'chol neder. A neder means something you want to promise, you're going to bring something. Prat le noder. But lafuke is something that was already noder. Because once you made it already hegdish, that's the svara now it can't be chal the yisr esnan zoyner on it anymore. The whole yisoid is you're giving us something that's chulin. You're giving us something that belongs to you. But if you give us something that's hegdish already, that you can't do. That's the pasuk. L'chol neder v'loy nodur. Prat l'nodum. Not if you already made it hegdish. If you already made it hegdish, then for sure by giving it to the zoyner, there's not chance for any yisurim on it. But I call upon him, we say we need a pasuk for this. El is the most like this. El a time of the cost of rachmona neder. Why do I say if you give the zoyner your korban, it's not chal the yisr esnan zoynim, only because there's a pasuk, it says nodar, something that you will do something to it, but not if you already made that korban, like you already made the animal hegdish. Ho'lav hochi, if not for this new pasuk, l'chol neder, and not that something that's already hegdish, havamin, I would have thought, mukdoshim, if you give a zoyna, a hegdish, a korban, for her pay, chal yisr esnan alayin. I would think without this extra pasuk that it is chal the yisr. If you give her your korban oila, I would think it's considered you gave her a pay for this nus. And since she got this korban now for this nus, you're not allowed to use it for korban. That's what I would have thought. Kamashma, the Torah says now, new pasuk, the whole neder, no. It's only yours to something that you're going to make for a neder, but not something that's already hegdish already. But without this extra pasuk, I would say you could give her a present, a pay from a korban. How could that be though? Once you makdish a korban, the chura doesn't belong to you anymore. It belongs to Hashem already. And the cloud is a person can't ask you, you can't put an iser upon something if you don't own it. See, so yeah, this korban, you don't own it anymore. So how can you, when you give it to the zayna, how can you say by giving it to her, you have a right to put an iser now, you're not allowed to use this korban. You can't ask for something that doesn't belong to you. So even without the pasuk, I would know, if you give a zayna a kachim, it's not chal an iser on it, because you don't own the kachim anyway. So more answers on this, Rabbi Shi answers, Omer Rabbi Shia, we're talking about now this brisa that if you have a korban pesach and you want to have znus with an isha and you tell the isha, let me have znus with you, and afterwards for the pay of the znus, I'll let you become part of my korban pesach. That could be chal. For Rebbe, Rabbi Yishe said this goes according to Rebbe. That was the whole top gemara that Rabbi Yishe said. That according to Rebbe, Rabbi Yishe learns that when you makdish a korban pesach, you leave over part of it that you have a right to use for your own use. So the korban pesach before you made the shechita is not called completely hegdish. It's not the pshat that doesn't belong to you. Yes, it still belongs to you. You have a right to do things with it for your own usage. So here, what do you want to do with it? You want to give it to a zayna? You have a right to. That's why without this pasuk of l'chol neder, I would think that a person could give his korban pesach to a zayna, and it would be chal the yisur esnan zayna. Kamash manda Torah, no, neder, only something you're going to make a neder, and not if it was already made. Now for the Gemara, my Rebbe, where is this Rebbe? What does Rabbi Yishe mean? I say a korban pesach according to Rebbe. Where do I see that Rebbe says any kalis, any lenient in about a korban pesach? The Tanya we learned like this. The pasuk says im yemaye tabayis miyais misem. If the house is too small, they don't need the korban. Like one household bought a korban and they see they're too small, they won't finish the korban. Is a locker is you allowed to invite other people onto your korban? So Rebbe dashins with dashins hachiyeyu misem. That what you're allowed to keep yourself alive from your korban. That's the deity here. The in yemayet abayis miyos miseh means hach yeyu miseh. You can keep yourself alive from the seh itself. Like Rashi says, v'im yemayet abayis im yiyu moyes muatim labala pesach. The person that already owns a korban pesach sees now before pesach he has little money. He doesn't have enough money for the korban to take care of himself. Is miyos miseh. He doesn't have enough money to buy things what he's going to need for the korban pesach itself. For lokas, what does he do? The pasuk says, "Lokachu ashchena b'korav el beisayin." Let him invite his neighbor to be part of his korban. Then yikach moyis mishchena. Let him take the money that his neighbor gives him. V'yimnenu apischoi. And with that money, I say, you become part of my korban pesach. V'yikach mina moyis mash tzarcha pesach. Now the money you receive for your korban, you're allowed to keep it for yourself. And you're allowed to buy things what you need for your korban. So Gemara says, what does that mean? Michtei achila, v'loy michtei mekach. You could buy things what you need to be able to eat the korban itself, but not to buy other things. Like Rashi says, michtei achila. Im yechsel loy moyish shein loy b'malikach tzarchi achilas achilas apesach. Could go in eitzim l'tzloisoy. You don't even have enough money left over to buy wood to roast your korban pesach. Is rishoyihu l'moichrei. You have a right to sell your korban pesach. Even though you already makdish this animal to be a korban pesach, now you see you don't have enough money left to buy wood to make the tzli to roast it. So you're allowed to sell part of your korban to your neighbors, and when he gives you the money, it's your money. You're allowed to keep the money. Now, what do you mean you can keep the money? Look here, when you're makdish the animal doesn't belong to you anymore. It lies like hegdish. So why do you have a right to sell the animal and keep the money? So that's the raya from this pasuk. Rebbe holds no that the korban itself still belongs to the owner. And if he doesn't have enough money, he could sell part of the animal and keep the money. So the first rush is what? Mechtei achilav loy mechtei mekach. Rebbe Yoimer, Rebbe says no. Af mechtei mekach. You could even sell your korban and get the money to use it for other things. Shemein loy. If he doesn't have any money, before Pesach he wants to buy matzah more, he wants to buy other things also. Is mamana achari moy al pischei. Let him appoint somebody else, tell him, you become part of my korban Pesach. Or you could be part of my korban chagiga that we bring on Erev Pesach. Or moyish shebiyadechulin. and the money I receive from my neighbor is now chulin. Why? Because at the beginning, when any yid was makdish his korban pesach, this is Rebbe Svara. A person was never makdish to say completely this animal should be a korban, like, and I have nothing, no usage anymore. It's completely l'Hashem. No, people know that maybe they'll need money yet. So in the makdash tanai, that if I see I do need money, I want to leave over the rights to sell my animal a little bit to get money for it. So you see, according to Rebbe, a korban pesach still belongs to the owner. You still have some rights in it. Therefore, Rabbi Shia says that according to Rebbe, if you give your korban pesach to a zayna, it's considered you gave us something that belongs to you, and it's chal the yisur esnan zayna. So more so like this. Rabbah of Rebbe Zayra. Chadama, one says like this. If you need wood to roast your korban pesach, that's what you have no money for. Is kuli amalei pligi. Everybody holds that you're allowed to sell your korban pesach to get that. The chivon the takanta de pesachu to go for the pesach dummy. Since that's considered part of the takon, the way you're fixing up your korban pesach, that's part of the korban pesach. So matchila, when you mount this your korban, you have a right to use it for any usage of the korban itself. You have a right to sell half of it to your neighbor, and with that money you buy wood to roast the korban pesach. Keep pligi, where's the machlokes, the first machlokes, about mechdei achila, or mechdei mekach, b'matzo morer, where you want to sell your korban pesach to your neighbor, half of it, in order to get money to buy matzah and morer. Rabbon and savri, ho achila achritihi. That's called another achila, that's not called part of the korban pesach. Therefore you have no right to sell your korban pesach to buy matzah and morer. For Rebbe Sovar, Kivon the Hashem with the Pesachu, since you need this to be part of the mitzvah of a Korban Pesach, is Kaguf with the Pesach Domi. That's part of the Korban Pesach. That's where the Machloikis is. The Chadama one says no. The Matzah Morer Nami Kuliyam Olei Pligi. One says no, everybody knows. Even Matzah Morer, that's for sure called part of the Korban Pesach. The Yechsev, because the Pesach says, Al Matzah Sumererim Yechluhu. That you're allowed to eat, you have to eat the Korban Pesach with Matzah and with Morer. Is kivon the machshir and the pesach ninu? Since you need the matzah and the morer to be able to eat with your korban pesach, it's echshir for pairing the korban pesach ke pesach dami. We say for sure it's considered part of the korban pesach. So even both Rebbe and the Tanakama hold you could sell your korban to your neighbor almanas to buy matzah morer. Ki pligi with the machlokes likach by cholok. If you don't have a suit for yontif. So if you want to sell part of your korban pesach to your neighbor to get money to buy a suit, that's the machlokes. Rav Liga buy talis to buy a new talis. Rabbon and Savri, the pasuk says miyos miser v'im yemayet tabayis miyos miser with Ashnam Rachmona. It means hachiyayu l'ser. It means you can only sell your korban al manas to do something to keep the korban going. It has to be some usage of the korban pesach itself. Hachiyayu l'ser, keep the korban going. That means even matzah morer also, because you need matzah morer to be mekayim the mitzvah with the pesach. For Rebbe Sov, Rebbe Yod, no. Hachiyayu atzmecho miser. He dashens miyos miser means you're even allowed to keep yourself alive from your ser, from your korban pesach. In other words, if you see you don't have money to buy a suit, you're allowed to sell half of your korban to your neighbor, and that money you're allowed to buy yourself a suit. So you see, according to Rebbe, what? When the person Matchila was Makdish as Korban Pesach, he did not mean the whole Korban is Mamash Hegdish. He meant to leave over the rights that if he sees he doesn't have enough money, he'll have the right to sell his Korban and use it for his own usage. That's why Rabbi Shia says that according to Rebbe Huadin, if the person wants to give it to a Zayna, he gives it to us considered he gave us something of his own. Because this Korban, even though it's a Pesach, it's not completely Hegdish, he left over the rights to use it for his own rights. That's the way Rebbe learns, and that's the way Rav Oishi learns from Rebbe. Not in respect to the Abaya, but now according to the top Abaya that said the Yomer, Abaya didn't like Rav Oishi's pshat. He said, "Ilav yukmer Rav Oishi lihi b'mamane zayna pischoi." If not for Rav Oishi said that the brisa that says you give a zayna a kachim is talking about a korban pesach libe the Rebbe, have a mukmina. Abaya said, "I would have said different pshat." Mukmina law b'kachim kalim. I tell this brisa is talking about a regular shlomim. A regular kachim kalim, the alib and Rabbi Yosi Aglili, and it goes according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita. That's Rabbi Yosi Aglili shita that mumin kachim kalim is considered your money.